Okay, well, it's the Monday, 13th of February, 2012. It's nearly 9:15 in the evening, and we're at home in Palmerston North. I'm Stuart Burtz, and we have here...
Dennis Quinn.
And I'm Alex Pete.
Yeah, I think I dressed to be different, although I was only being...
So
different.
How did you dress?
Well, with the burnt orange tie or the... lime green tie and the pink shoes, pink socks and things.
What style was that?
I don't know.
Bodgies,
I think we call it or something like that.
Not Teddy Boy or something?
No. Bodgies.
Was it before Teddy Boy or something running parallel with Teddy Boy?
Well, I'm talking here about the 50s.
What was Lonnie Donegan's era? What would you call that, Stuart?
Lonnie Donegan, yeah.
Who's Lonnie Donegan?
Well, sorry, there you go. Young fellow.
Well, you would have had Mods and Rockers, perhaps.
There was some of that, yeah.
So it wasn't
Teddy Boys.
No, it was what we call
Bodgies and Widgies.
Bodgies and Widgies.
And there was motorcycles associated with them.
Yeah.
Alpha motorcycles.
Both of them? Was it?
Well, the Widgie was a pillion to the Bodgie.
Yeah, that's right.
On the HIS. Yeah,
that's it.
So, what? So that's... On the A, okay, the AJS,
but that we're really talking.
That's an English motorcycle
beyond teenage.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Well, I was
so kidding. Was it? Were they? The guys on the Bodgie and the woman's the Widgie?
I was 17, so I came over here then and.
From Danaverg
to Palmerston North, that's right.
County.
And that's when
and that's when you really went wild.
That's when I went wild and wore all this stuff and went to the
dazzled by the lights of the big city.
Went out to Newbury Hall and Newbury Hall and the majority of the kids out there were country kids. And they were dressed more conservatively, so people like me stood out.
So you got into fights, did you? Because you were dressed like that?
No.
So what happened at Newbury Hall? Was that all very sedate or
loud music?
Yes. Live music?
Or? Should have gone for the production. Alison Cregan wrote the. I need to swap myself, but Alison Cregan wrote the.
That's right. Yes.
The Newbury dance.
I didn't get to see it. Yeah, Newbury Hall. No, that was a live band. Very good
local band,
and
the same one every time, or were there several bands?
No, I think that there were sort of ones that played there all the time. That was in the era of Johnny Cooper had a band in the Palmers North area.
What about from Whanganui?
That's the rocker.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Had it on the tip of my tongue.
So this was all before Howard Morrison.
Johnny O'Keefe?
Johnny Devlin. That's right. Yep. He was our first original rocker.
So how many would be at these dances? 50, 100?
Because the hall seemed huge, but if you go to Newbury today and look at the hall, it's about the size of this kitchen. It's shrunk.
It'd still be 200, wouldn't it?
Probably. You get maybe...
Remembering that at any one time that there'd be cars full of canoeing couples.
Would they all be drinking and smoking?
It was illegal.
Smoking was okay, but drinking's illegal.
Within 5 miles of a dance hall was illegal.
Also,
within 5 miles of a dance hall.
Is that
why the Newbury Hall's so far out of town?
Probably. No, that was just a local hall.
Drinking age 21, too?
Yes, that's right. Okay. We weren't allowed to drink under 21.
And that was the time of the 6 o'clock swill as well?
As well,
So
that didn't stop us from drinking, because you would have a crate of drink of beer and then you'd rush out to the boot of the car and you'd look around, no one around, open the boot, pass a few drinks around, close the boot and go back inside.
What were you drinking then?
DB draft.
The big bottle.
Or red band.
Tui. Okay. Tui down here.
Uh-huh. Well, it's still Tui. A red band then.
Yeah.
So?
Tui. Oh, I know we drink Tui.
Yeah, Tui over the hill, but on this side. Red Band,
that's a beer as well as gumboots, is it?
Up Pillerson Street, and just past Boys High was the brewery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm. If you like a court in Woodville.
Was drink driving common then?
It was mandatory.
Yeah.
Any accidents?
No.
No, traffic, very thin.
was
traffic
much,
was thin.
And also tracks are quite slow.
Cars were slow.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So were there many fights or
no,
the sort of thing you see in the American programs of kids with
fighting,
cars?
You've got some secret pictures.
What if you're all drinking?
No, we've never. You never saw
fights. It's all very sedate, well ordered.
Yeah, it was not like.
Yeah, same for us.
Not like.
No, pretty orderly for us.
Yeah. And you're more interested, really, in plucking up the courage to walk across that hall, because you had to walk right across from one side to the other, to the girls on the other side. And when you got there, the worst thing that could happen is you say, oh, I'm going to sit one of the south things, sit this one out things.
And
walk all the way back with an egg on your face. And boy, that was why girls did that, I don't know. But it was just...
humiliation.
That's right. That's right. But there was always a supper dance. So, and then there was always supper dance, and then there were sandwiches and tea and coffee, wasn't there?
I didn't go to them.
Yeah.
I don't
okay.
So yeah. What's the supper? You that well, separate from the Newbury Hall dances?
Or? No. That was halfway through the evening.
Ah,
it was the supper dance. Okay, take your partners for the supper dance. So you would go and ask someone.
So if you don't have a partner, you can't have supper. So they have to say yes when you ask.
You go and find someone to go off and have a cup of tea.
Is that right? You needed two people?
No. But you tended to, because that gave you a chance to chat it up with them. And then, of course, there was the last dance, and that was the one that hopefully by then you'd pick someone out of the crowd who you might want to take home, or may want to be taken home, or you hoped. It was quite a ritual.
Okay.
We can finish that. Hey, what sort of things did the girls wear? If you had all these clothes, did they have anything?
About 1,000 petticoats.
It was all the big flared dress.
Yes, right out like that. Sometimes with hoops in, sometimes not.
With hoops? You know,
but otherwise it was all these petticoats so that they were...
So they couldn't sit down all night?
Yes, if they had... that's pop-up in the front of the... Do you remember the TV programs that were on at that time?
You had TV at that time?
Well, no, not till later. Not till later. But when the TV, the early one started with...
For me, it came in and off that.
Like Happen In and...
Happen In and...
What was the one, the one before that?
Top and Pops.
And the girls would be dancing to the rock, you know, and rock and roll type things with the big wide skirts that would billow out when they pirouetted around. Yeah. It was like rock and roll. Rock and roll.
But with hoops, I didn't realise that. Okay. Well,
and beehive hairdos, you know.
That's
very quaint.
Yeah. Right.